Hello, good morning. How are you? Very happy Christmas to you. This week last year, Countrywide visited the East Galway farm of two bachelor brothers, Michael and Joe Dempsey, who were doing a good job of keeping the spirits up despite having had a TB breakdown that had claimed a third of the herd.
We don't drink, we don't smoke, and we don't use Class A drugs. And in view of the amount of property we have now, we're still going to stay single.
They're
worth about 10 to 11,000 now, and I remember a time when they could be bought for.
They also had, you might recall, the most yellow tractor in the country ever. Well, I dropped in during the week to see how they were getting on 1 year on. They had shaken off TB back in January and steadily built the herd back up over the course of the year, but then a few weeks ago, they had another TB breakdown and the farm was once again locked down. And with calves being born all the time and many more expected in January and no sale of animals off the farm allowed, Joe was beside himself trying to find places to put all of the new arrivals.
When you were here last year, you remember I had two empty sheds.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yeah, back here. It was
in your and one below, okay. Where the ink and peppers were.
And now look at you, stuffed to the gills.
Stuffed to the gills with cows and calves. There are more cows now, they're due now in January.
This is mad, where are you going to put them all?
But that's why I have surplus, I have to sell, but I can't sell.
Needs to sell, but can't sell for fear of spreading the disease.
Those are all my milking cows here now. And I, as I said, I have the water troughs raised.
They don't know for certain, but it looks like the disease got onto the farm when they bought a cow with TB. The test misses one in every five positive cases. And even though they have never seen a badger near the farm, to be safe and sure, they introduced measures to keep them out.
A barrier put on the bottom of the sliding door, the way nothing can come in.
A field mouse wouldn't get under that door, never mind a badger.
Thank you. Here I do have places for the cows calving, but that's taken up now with calves.
Philip,
the calves should be gone.
Next January now, we're talking about having to double or triple the amount of numbers of calves that goes into that. So we're possibly looking at a health issue for our animals on this farm.
Because you can't move any of them
off. No, we can't.
And you're just going to be coming down with cows until at the very earliest April.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I have every corner now taken up with calves.
Honestly, genuinely, I don't know, like with my brother going into hospital in January, I don't know how I'm going to cope with the situation of all these calves around the place and the milking of cows and everything that has to be done and feeding.
Are you all right?
No.
Why are you going to hospital?
Be honest, they have got me heart racing and they're thinking it's all under stress and what has gone on the last 2 years here.
How do you feel?
Soreness across the chest and that.
Oh, Joe, Joe. And Michael, how are you feeling?
Well, I mean, I'm upset. I'm upset at the fact that all this workload is going to be thrown on me and our good neighbour Frank down the road to try and keep the situation turning over for my brother while he's.
Michael and Joe's predicament is more typical than you will want to hear. When it comes to TB, last year, one in every 16 herds that had been clear suffered a breakdown. Record-breaking numbers. When it comes to planning properly for the future, anywhere between a half and two-thirds of farmers have not worked out who takes over when they're no longer able to work. Again, not untypically, Michael and Joe are focusing on the problem related to their animals, and not the one concerning themselves.
I have a surplus of heifers.
But you're not going to be moving anything anyway.
I cannot move anything.
Are you going to have the grass to feed them?
No, I'm not going to have the grass because I'm limited in space around the
In the main compact farm around the house.
We were standing in, I think, this exact spot in this shed a year ago when I asked you, what happens if you come down with TB again? And you said to me, no, that's it. I'm throwing in the towel. I don't have the heart for it. Yet here you are.
I remember well said that and that the state would look after us. But there's a lot of bills to be paid. And still I'm catching up from last year with a third of my herd gone.
Come on, so you're telling me it's stubborn pride and paying your bills is what's keeping you doing this?
Yes. I don't know where the money is going to come out. Like, there's a lot of people still to be paid. And, like, there's land rent, there's fertiliser, there's feed stuff. All has to be paid.
Are you not sitting this man down and saying, now, come on, what's more important here? Your health or your bills?
Around here, there has been three or four deaths where elderly gentlemen have been, we'll say, murdered by cows.
Murdered by cows?
Killed.
Do you feel you're being murdered by your cows, Joe?
Well, I wouldn't say...
Slowly,
but sure.
Get that, Joe?
We got it in the local flower shop in Mount Pelle, into the lovely little thing.
Little Christmas scene of people skating and skiing.
Santa Claus is going around.
And does it have every single Christmas carol known to man in it, Joe?
Well, we're only after connecting it up there now.
So you haven't heard them all yet?
Yeah, no. But kind of annoying listening to it all day.
Well, it's very cheerful, isn't it?
Well, we want something to cheer us up now at this stage in life, don't we? After getting bad news in a hospital.
True to form, Michael has the table groaning under the weight of ham sandwiches, custard creams and jammy dodgers.
Now, I'm a little bit more organised than I was this time last year, Philip. I kind of take the credit. Like, I give any woman a run for it in the kitchen. But when it comes to making sandwiches, I went to the local coffee shop in Montpellier.
What was it that you said to me? You had a lovely diplomatic way of saying greedy the last time I was here. You know what you said? You said, Philip, we hear you're very food conscious.
Was that you, Joe?
Was
it? Said that. And you had a big laugh. I know we're all food conscious.
So what are you going to do for the Christmas?
The chef is going cooking.
Is he?
Yeah, the chef.
What's he going to cook?
Turkey, ham, roast buds, carrot, Brussels sprouts, everything.
And just the two of you to enjoy it all?
Yeah, and we do have a cousin coming here then, and then we'll go down to a cousin's in Newbridge.
Are you a good cook at Christmas?
I give any woman a run for it in the kitchen. Even Doreen Allen, if she was willing to take me on.
Tell me now, lads.
Joe's stay in hospital next month might turn into another regularly heard story. Fellas farming right up until the moment that they're forced to stop.
And who'd have us now at the condition we're in?
What's the plan here? Are you, Joe, going to keep on farming until they're taking you out of here with your boots on? Or is there a succession plan?
There's no succession plan anyway at the moment. I have nobody. I'll have to think on it. What to do?
It's a great bit of land. There'd be many people interested.
Oh, should let any land around here is going 20,000 euros an acre, Philip.
Mm.
And you mightn't get it at that.
I'd well believe it.
But like, the way my health is gone now, I won't be able to be.
No.
Stay in Michael. It's not fair on Michael that I don't know what day I'm going to get a turn, be rushed off to hospital. Nobody's sick to milk cows here. And what will we be doing for when we've no one to take over from us?
Can I be kind of perversely glass half full? And you can shout me down now if you think that I'm wrong. But maybe has this second breakdown come at a kind of an opportune moment and forced you to concentrate your minds on what you're going to do with the future?
Well, it's a wake-up call, Philip, because between the TB now and the sudden dash into hospital, like, I was kind of laughing about it, about the doctors getting their hands on it, but like, we're at an age now where doctors and nurses will be very important to us, like.
And have to be listened to.
And have to be listened to, is right, if we want to continue on. Like our
again, Joe and Michael are like scores of other farmers their age, pension trapped. Asset rich but cash poor, disqualified from the full state pension unless they transfer most of the farm to a successor. The farm, the only home that they've ever known. With a third of farmers being over the age of 65, they're not an isolated case.
Like, we have a very organised setup here, Philip.
I can see that. I can see that. But I can see now that you're also at a pretty important crossroads where you've got a big decision to make. What's the best outcome? What do you both want to see?
Oh, to live to 90 with good health.
That's not going to happen.
And that's unlikely to happen, like, but that's...
We just kind of sit down all together.
No.
You have to have something to occupy your mind as well, like. Now, calf and cows is difficult.
Are you putting the feelers out to see are there any young girls or boys in the area who would be interested in a partnership?
Well, we didn't do that now.
There's a young lad down the road here now that does help me, and he's very interested in farming. Now, he's only doing his leaving cert this year. And okay. He's very interested in farming.
Well, there's a conversation to be had now.
The way I'm beginning to look at it now, I have my last Jeep bought. I have probably voted for my last president.
Ah, come on.
Ah.
7 years. No, I'm sorry.
14 years.
Sorry, you're giving her a second term.
I'm giving her a second term.
They're all doing second terms. Mary Robinson, Mary McAleese, Michael D.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough.
All and right. Like, when you look back...
But still, 14 years doesn't sound optimistic to me, given if you take a little bit more care of yourself, reduce some of the cow-related stress in your life, you could be around for a hell of a lot longer than one president.
It is all down to
We hope so, but.
It would be nice to see someone keeping the cows going here.
You're in a right old pickle of a situation, aren't you?
Oh, we are, yeah. We are, yeah.
Joe and Michael Dempsey outside Mount Bellew, County Galway.